ook elkaars muziek hebben, denk ik dan, aangeraakt. In ieder geval weet ik dat dit is dus de Noise Kick remix van Total Hate van The Destroyer. Dus dat. En daarvoor Anita en de Edgar Boys uit West-Brabant, als ik het me goed herinner. A la vie, l'amour. Ja, dus die vriendin moet optieven. Nu hoor je mijn hart kloppen. Er is zoveel geluk op straat. Je moet gewoon leven. Anita en de Edgar Boys. Misschien hebben die nog wel een leuk nummer. Ik ga dat verder uitzoeken. Daarvoor nog de herhaling van Deep Wound. Don't Need, 1983. Deep Wound uit Amerika, toch? Van de demo. Dan nu is het tijd voor muziek met wat fuzzgitaar. Je deelt je fuzz met iemand op straat en je luistert naar Patapoo Action. The Avengers is een groep uit Californië en ze hadden Be a Caveman in 1965 al met een heleboel fuzz. Dit is een B-kantje uit 1966 met veel minder fuzz, veel meer in de diepte gemixt. Ja, klotezooi, maar toch wel een mooi nummer. Dus ja, zo kan je het ook horen, die fuzz. Ja, of je dat nou mooi... Ja, dus dat... Ik beloof snel weer gewoon veel hardere fuzz in deze rubriek. Dus dat bij deze. The Avengers, I Told You So, 1966, Patapoo Action. Remember when I told you that girl was gonna break your heart? But you wouldn't listen to me. You thought you were some doggone smart. Now she's gone and you're so blue. Now she's made a fool out of you. I told you so, I told you so. It happened just like I said. I told you so, I told you so. Now you wish that you were dead. Woo! I really tried to warn you that she's a liar and a cheat. And you can't believe a word when she says she's got a love that's true. You thought I was mistaken because she looks so doggone sweet. But she just can't keep a vow. Yes, to learn the hard way now. I told you so, I told you so. It happened just like I said. I told you so, I told you so. Now you wish that you were dead.
If this love be me, my tongue my wire. And this a love game, my tongue my wire. Pay me on day, no going dengue, yeah. And we see pate for no go for long eye on day. No make him wait if you know. Langa passi, alo biko sume. Pay me on day, no going dengue, yeah. If this love be me, my tongue my wire. And this a love game, my tongue my wire. I'm going to see you on the ground. I'm going to make you wait for me. Long I pass you, I'll be close to me. Pay me on day, I'm going to thank you. Now I'm going to be come on, sweetie, bossy, yes, you want signing me. Boston love you, baby. Joker love you, mommy. Something love you, mommy. My own, I mean. Say, bossy, name a love you. Hey, Nene, can't come on, boy, can't come on, sweetie, to you. Timo, yes, you want signing me. Come bossy me isoko yosi. Me de
katente. One more for this to your lineki. Sabi que moli te miene li.
Favorito baby.
Aya be wanga ko.
Favorito baby.
Aye taki chamu kwa ulo.
Favorito baby.
Wanga maka mono.
Favorito baby.
Meke mi tipi kwa yu mono.
Favorito baby.
Sopro ani fia wanfi mono.
Favorito baby.
Anga yu wani go.
Favorito baby.
Anga yu wani go na ila.
Favorito baby.
Anga yu wani go.
Na Fondo Jimmy, 2018, Sampain, S-A-M-P-A-I-N. Nog nooit van gehoord, nooit eerder hier gehad bij Patapoe Action. Geen idee wie dat eigenlijk is. Ik hoop meer van deze muziek te vinden in de toekomst. Na Fondo Jimmy, 2018, Sampain. En daarvoor The Avengers uit Amerika, I Told You So, met zorgvuldig verborgen fuzz die er echt wel in zit. Je voelt je goed, je bent mooi en intelligent en je luistert naar Patapoe Action. Dan gaan we nu naar wat experimentele pop uit rond 1980. Dit is 1982 dan, de Duitse band Heute. Heute was natuurlijk de naam van het journaal. Vind ik altijd wel mooi dat die in de tijden van dat alles anders moet en cultureel, we gaan het allemaal veranderen. Dat ze dan altijd nieuwsachtige items erbij halen om de belangrijkheid van het is niet zomaar iets. We gaan alles helemaal anders maken nu. Dat idee. Goed, dus dan noem je band Heute. Maar de band is dus eigenlijk twee mensen zijn het. Georg Alfred Wittner, die eigenlijk een acteur is. En Rolf Schobert. En dat is eigenlijk die lustige, der lustige muzikant. En nog andere, der muzikant. En de bla bla muzikant. Allemaal soorten muzikant, ook rond die tijd. Op cassettes allemaal. Nu live in Stuttgart. Traurig lustig. Dus plus, min, traurig lustig. Tegenstelling allemaal. Super interessant. Heute uit Duitsland. Traurig lustig. Live in Stuttgart 1982. Patapoe Action.
Fulfill my heart's desire, so that by the time I get awake, we'll have some give and take. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sex Machine heette dat nummer. 1970, Dave Barker en The Aggravators. Dat is namelijk een productie van Bunny Lee. En niet van Lee Scratch Perry, van wie we eigenlijk altijd drie tracks van hetzelfde ritme draaien. Maar toch kan het, want Lee Perry heeft ook een aantal van deze gedaan. En dan mag op de een of andere manier toch of zo. Eerste van de drie was U-Roy, Straight to Big Youth Head, 1972. Achterkant van Hot Trick of Hat Trick. Ligt eraan welk label het is. Die hebben we al gehad hier bij Patpo Action. Dat ritme komt je natuurlijk bekend voor. En dat is Butu Girl. En ook wel Shocks of Mighty. Van echt, dat zijn echt van die, oh wat een Lee Perry track zijn dat. Maar schijnt Butu Girl heeft die gekocht. En ook weer doorverkocht. Dus het is een ritme waar een zooi keer Lee Perry bij betrokken is geweest. Of wat is gebruikt. De middelste, die had ik nog niet genoemd. Dat was Give and Take van Jeff Barnes. Nou, die is mogelijk dan wel door Lee Perry ook zeg maar opgenomen. Omdat er niet bij staat dat iemand anders dat heeft gedaan. En hij, nou ja, goed. In ieder geval, het internet is ook ingewikkeld. Jeff Barnes, Give and Take, 1970. Dus nog even voor de zekerheid. Zojuist Sex Machine, 1970. Dave Barker, Aggravators van Bunny Lee. Give and Take, Jeff Barnes, mogelijk van Lee Perry. En daarvoor de eerste van de drie, Straight to Big Youth Head, 1972, U-Roy van Bunny Lee productie. En daarvoor nog Heute uit Duitsland, Traurig Lustig, live in Stuttgart, 1982. We gaan vlug wat punkmuziek luisteren. Je bent in de supermarkt en je luistert naar Patapoo Action. Hier is BGK uit Amsterdam, live in New York, 1984, CBGB's, Action Man gaan ze hier spelen. Opgedragen aan iemand, ik kan het eigenlijk niet goed verstaan en weet niet wie dat is. BGK, Action Man, CBGB's, live, 1984, in augustus was het, Patapoo Action.
Next song is called Action Man, it's about Cherokee, dedicated to Cherokee.
Orbit satellites have become indispensable for the U.S. military for communications, for GPS navigation to guide smart bombs and troops, and for real-time surveillance. But they are also extremely vulnerable, as a just-revealed test of a satellite-killing weapon by China ominously demonstrates.
If we, for instance, got into a conflict over Taiwan, one of the first things they'd probably do would be to shoot down all of our low-Earth orbit spy satellites, putting out our eyes.
According to U.S. government officials, after three misses, China last Thursday succeeded in shooting down one of its own aging weather satellites with a medium-range ballistic missile fired from the ground. U.S. sensors tracked the satellite as it disappeared from its polar orbit 537 miles above the Earth and was reduced to hundreds of pieces of space debris after impact with a kill vehicle carried by the missile.
Thank you.
Bernard Herrmann. Uit de film Journey to the Center of the Earth, 1959. En ook echt opnames uit die film heb ik opgezocht. Dus dat, vaak is het dan weer later nagespeeld. Maar dit zou dan echt de 1959 opnames zijn. Het waren vier stukjes. Lost, Bridge, Gas Cave en Vines. Scène muziekjes uit die film. Dus reis naar het midden van het. Dat is zo'n rampenfilm. Prachtige film, 1959. Wat een onzin. Met licht onder de grond. Dat kan natuurlijk nooit. Maar goed, Bernard. Goed, ik kan, maar dan, wat we natuurlijk wel kan, is het neerschieten van een satelliet. China ontwikkelt een raket om een satelliet uit de lucht te schieten. En de test met een eigen satelliet uit de lucht schieten was succesvol, zegt CNN. In 2007. Dus het is niet echt heel nieuws. Maar toch wel even, ja, toch een wapendingetje. En daarvoor dan nog BGK live in BGK uit Amsterdam. Dus Balthasar Gerards Commando. Live in New York in 1984, augustus 84 in CBGB's Action Man. Nu vlug naar Peru. Flor Palquena. En er staat tussen haakjes achter Teododia Ramos. Dus misschien is dat de echte naam. Of orkestleider, weet ik wat. Cervecita. Biertje. 2019 is het op YouTube gezet. Zou veel ouder kunnen zijn. Goed, er wordt veel over bier gezongen in Peru. Dat weten we intussen. Maar hier is er weer eentje. Dus, Flor Palquena. Teododia Ramos met Cervecita. 2019, Padpo Action.
Musicales Curipa, el de Huancavelica para todo el Perú, su estilo, su sentimiento y su voz, van a gozar Flor Palquena.
Cerveza, cerveza, quiero tomar más cerveza.
Seguimos con
vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. De schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtig omstruikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Hardenberg in Overijssel met zijn fijne bossen en viswater en natuurlijk het unieke ponypark Slagharen dat opnieuw is uitgebreid met wereldattracties. Vraag naar dagtocht 35 bij de spoorwegen en naar speciale weekendarrangementen voor hotels, pensions en campings bij de VVV in Hardenberg.
Kijk kind, ik heb het natuurlijk meer van mijn moeder geleerd. Maar als ik rundvleessoep maak, gebruik ik daar een mooi lapje vlees voor en dan trek ik daar een lekkere bouillon van. Dan doe ik daar wat mooie verse groenten in. Vermicelli, nootmuskaat hoort erbij, wat laurier en peper, niet te veel. En rundvleessoep zoals mijn moeder ze maakte, is de lekkerste rundvleessoep.
Unox, de soepmakers van huis uit.
Locked in the grip of the ultimate evil.
There's nothing you can do. It's already happened.
You from this house. You...
Exorcism, where demonic possession lives and evil penetrates the soul.
George, you can help me, George. Take me away from here.
Remember, Jessica, how beautiful she was.
Sensitive, like a child.
This is my child, mine, do you hear? I'll never let you kill it. I'll kill anyone who tries to take him from me. I'll kill you! Mommy! Mommy!
Inside her, a new life is struggling desperately to compel itself into existence.
Biological absurdity that the development of the fetus is proceeding with absolutely incredible speed.
Papa, don't leave Ken and me alone again with Mommy.
No one must attempt to interfere with her pregnancy, you understand? The child must be born.
Where demonic possession lives and grows and grows and...
Gangster sterben, Gangster sterben, Gangsterboss Nummer 1. Helferin wider Willen, es geht um Diamanten. Viele Diamanten. Verdammt viele Diamanten sogar. Diamanten im Werte von 100 Millionen. Auf dem Wege zwischen Johannesburg und Amsterdam schnappt sich eine Gangsterbande den kostbarsten Koffer der Welt, voll von glitzernden Steinen. Dieser größte Raubüberfall des Jahres gelingt nur mit ausgekochten Tricks, mit minutiöser Planarbeit. Ein Riesenabenteuer gespickt mit Blei.
have crossed every barrier to reality. You are beyond this limit. And you'll never see it again.
They're coming to get you.
I'm almost certain that someone is after me. Someone from my past. From something that happened in my childhood.
They exist. They're coming to get you. They bear the mark of the devil inside them.
Oh, power of evil. She offers herself. Drink this, and you will be free.
They may be your wife, husband, sweetheart.
They're coming to get you.
They may even be your children.
They're coming to get you.
They cannot be exorcised.
They're coming to get you.
This is their time. The Book of Doomsday foretold their coming.
Mitchell, Johnson, take charge of the girl.
This man is an international agent. His name is Mike Murphy, secret agent for the world. Now, secret agents work calls for violence, cold-bloodedness, and even cruelty. An international agent has to choose between being killed and killing. Mike Murphy, international agent, is faced with this choice at every turn. In his single-handed struggle with rival gangs of international spies for possession of a terrifying secret weapon.
The atomic agency will give you $2 million. I just have to find the plate somehow and break your neck, of course.
Life is cheap, and so is death. But he finds time for play.
The thief. Police officers, a convicted thief.
Your new name is Raymond Cruikshank.
An imprisoned thief.
You are a naturalized American.
An escaping thief who leads a charmed life. Espionage, murder, and intrigue.
They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easier to stop them.
And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language.
You have to use strong language. Every once in a while, you have to use a certain word.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
We've won this. This war has been won.
But what happened is, you have to see it, it's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching, okay, we're ready. And then at 7 seconds, fire, fire, fire. It's the most unbelievable thing. Fire, boom, fire, boom.
Poliomyelitis. Encephalitis. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Ringworm. Infectious diarrhea, murine typhus, malaria, influenza, communicable diseases, many diseases like tuberculosis, poliomyelitis, and influenza survive in man and are spread from person to person. Some diseases spread by other means. Rats may carry typhus. Mice may cause bacillary dysentery. Mosquitoes bring malaria, dengue, encephalitis. Ticks bring Rocky Mountain fever, relapsing fever. Flies carry typhoid, trachoma. Fleas carry bubonic plague. Some diseases spread from contaminated meat or food. Raw milk may cause diphtheria, undulant fever. Polluted water, schistosomiasis, cholera. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people suffer from communicable diseases.
Dat is toch dat ondeugende programma van die linkse oproerkraaiers?
The devil called Satan has many alluring traps to enslave victims into a life of misery and heartache. My father, an accordionist, said to my mother, I can go into these places and take a social drink. I don't have to become an alcoholic. You know, that's the way the devil fools a lot of people. Come on, take that first drink. Take that first LSD trip. Take that first jag of marijuana. Lives are ruined. And soon I saw Father coming home intoxicated, inebriated, yea, drunken on Saturdays and Sundays. As he entertained more nights the second year, the third year, I soon did not know what it was to have a sober father, and we had hell on earth for thoughts all liquor can produce. We need an old-fashioned evangelist like Billy Sunday today to tell us what to do with liquor. He used to say, liquor's all right in its place, but its place is in the bottom of hell. And the church member who takes his liquor in moderation does so because he takes Jesus Christ in moderation. For no man can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24.
Now, why do you think that I, as your physical education and health teacher, would ask you to bring these pictures in? All right, Chris.
for you to know what we want to be, and in case, and if we took a drug, we couldn't be that.
Took a drug? What kind of drug are you talking about?
Well, like,
in other words, wait a minute. Now, what you're saying is that I wanted to know what you wanted to be when you grow up, in case you took a drug?
No.
No?
If we took a drug, we couldn't be that.
Oh, you're saying if you took a drug, you couldn't be what you want to be when you grow up? What?
Each year, there are around 178,000 booze-related deaths in the U.S., about 120,000 male deaths, and 59,000 female deaths. Her area of medicine written on the topic of cocaine withdrawal listed the symptoms as depressed mood, psychomotor agitation, psychomotor retardation, craving for cocaine, insomnia, and vivid unpleasant dreams. And yet, cocaine use is increasing all over the world. As demand remains high, farmers and traffickers from South America will keep making and selling it. That means more cocaine-related violent deaths. A recent article in the Dutch media website said 4 out of 5 assassinations in the Netherlands were linked to cocaine trafficking. In Europe, traffickers from Balkan countries now work with Latin American cartels, which is one reason why Europe has seen so much more cocaine use in recent years.
Loyalty. Corruption.
Getting away with murder. Sex, drugs, pissing on America, fucking up the music.
Joe became involved in it. Joe was convicted for the killing of 8 youths in upstate New York. Joe has been released from prison. The times have changed, but the man hasn't. Soldier of fortune. Discovered a legendary.
Look, man, I don't need that kind of shit. Look, man, I don't need that kind of shit.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, the brain refuses to input.
They've been told that we're commies trying to bring down the government.
Isn't it lovely?
And I've just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are all crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
The river of death. An ex-CIA agent trying to live in peace while the mob prepares for war in the streets of South Miami. Within this unsuspecting city, history's greatest experiment, what would you do if you witnessed a murder? Knew you would be next. The successful businessman. He's being blackmailed by a vicious porno underworld.
Mythical beasts. Sorcerers. Magical monsters.
Manning Johnson was a Negro. He was also a member of the Communist Party. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people. He discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people, and these are his words, to use them as cannon fodder.
Nuclear weapons. Danger from blasts, heat, or nearby radiation effects. Also from fallout. Fallout, which may occur miles and miles away from the blast. Everybody needs to know. Yes, this does mean you. One day, just bits fall out of the mushroom cloud of the nuclear explosion and settle on the ground. These bits of matter can be dangerous. You're exposed to some radiation.
But against an enemy of God, what do you do? The most important thing is to get as close as possible without showing the gun. You smile. You lock their eyes with yours. You take the gun, you aim towards the middle, and you fire twice. Boom, boom. You fire one more shot right into the head. Understand?
When the police are going to be banging on our doors again.
Now, what are you going to do?
Kill them.
No. You're going to smile at him.
We'll kill them with righteousness, for our cause is just. Someday, when the next chapter of the Bible is written, you will all be in it.
Brilliant.
for your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more as the Holy Spirit leads. You will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release 7 supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
Mustard gas is one of the most well-known chemical weapons used during the Great War. Here's a fact for you. Mustard gas isn't a gas. It's not even a mustard. It's actually a liquid at room temperature, which actually made it more effective in warfare. The thick and oily liquid would stick to most surfaces for days on end. And to take advantage of this, mustard gas was packed into artillery shells, which bombarded the battlefield. The artillery explosions would turn the liquid into a fine mist, spraying all over the place. What's worse is that the lethal liquid would slowly vaporize in warmer temperatures, creating creeping death clouds which would engulf soldiers. This vicious vapor had a strong garlic or mustardy odor, which is how the chemical got its namesake. But no matter if it's a gas or a liquid, the horrible effects still remain the same. And I hope you're ready for some brief chemistry lessons here, because I'm going to be giving you a rundown of how these chemicals affect the human body. And since I'm a chemical engineer during my day job, burning and pain in your throat and nasal passages.
Throughout all time. All through his ordeal, the new member finds strong support in the company of the others. Here is a social group of which he can feel a part. And whatever his problems, others show how they have conquered theirs.
10 years ago, the doctors all gave me up. Said liquor was killing me. Said I didn't have the courage to stop drinking. Well, I didn't. Until AA helped me get the courage. I've been dry for 10 years now. Any of you can do as much if you want.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Erectile Dysfunction Treatment Options. Number 2. Secondary ED. Secondary erectile dysfunction occurs when a man previously had no problems with intercourse but now faces difficulty. This means that everything was normal before, but now erectile dysfunction has developed. This can happen due to changes in health or lifestyle. For example, diabetes. If someone develops diabetes, high blood sugar levels can damage blood vessels and nerves, leading to ED.
Have you ever wondered why societies sometimes seem to lose their collective minds? Why seemingly rational people can suddenly embrace irrational beliefs in masses? These phenomena have puzzled thinkers and historians for centuries. This dangerous social phenomenon is called mass psychosis. But before we discuss this, consider this quote from the renowned psychologist Gustave Le Bon. The masses have never thirsted after truth.
This is the organism that causes syphilis. Gonorrhea is caused by a bacterium. There are other kinds of venereal disease, but gonorrhea and syphilis are the two common ones. Some kinds of organisms thrive in spoiled foods, some in water. Some can live for long periods on a dry utensil. But the organisms of gonorrhea and syphilis live in people, dying almost immediately when they're exposed to air or light or soap and water. There are old tales about these diseases being transmitted by towels or toilet seats or doorknobs. It's time these tales were stopped. Gonorrhea and syphilis are passed from person to person by intimate bodily contact. When there is sexual contact, one infected person is very likely to infect the other.
Mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness where a large portion of society loses touch with reality, descending into delusions.
Find cover immediately. Don't look at the flash. Stretch out. Head for safer cover. Another bomb may fall. Shed your outer garments. They may have radioactive particles on them. Stay down for about 1 minute. By then, the danger from radioactivity, heat, and blast have passed. Protect your eyes.
Amerika is erger dan Groot-Brittannië.
The infamous white power.
Groot-Brittannië is erger dan Amerika. Rusland is erger dan allebei. En elk is erger en verderfelijker dan de andere. Ik zag hierin een aanval op de islam en riep een jihad op.
At this moment, you're... At this moment, you're over 100 feet below the surface. Order is understood by all...
And quick strike with pie and quick strike.
Figuration, but will not proceed beyond Applejack control line without further orders. Please keep us advised.
Fully loaded and combat operational. Also, how soon can we have a strike backup capability for the alert force? And another item.
Remind the unit that surface evacuation of dependents is automatic with quick strike.
Yes, sir. Put through the conference call.
Notify our people in the Far East and Supreme Allied Commander Europe we're taking off. And tell them if we are authorized to proceed.
We've just received reports that large groups of Soviet aircraft have been sighted over Germany, France, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Our initial reports show that bombs have been dropped on airfields near Hamburg, Frankfurt, Bitburg, and Fürstenfeldbruck, as well as Amsterdam, Brussels, and Toul. Reports are still coming in, showing extensive damage.
This is X-ray. Urgent.
Hold it, Zebra. I just got an urgent from X-ray. I'm cutting off. Go ahead, X-ray.
Nuclear weapons have been dropped on Osaka, Okinawa, Yokohama, and Tokyo. More information to follow.
Wenn die Gewalt
durch diesen Spinner werden wir reich
nicht mehr unter Kontrolle ist, wenn die Schuldigen nicht verurteilt werden, wenn das Verbrechen nicht bekämpft wird,
Waffe fallen lassen,
bleibt als einzige Hoffnung.
Wo ist er? Sie werden ihn finden.
Nur ein Korb, der bereit ist, gegen die Hölle zu kämpfen.
There'll be no peace until Jesus comes. That's what the Antichrist promises. Any teaching of peace prior to his return is heresy. It's against the word of God. It's Antichrist.
Well, nuclear war and the second coming of Jesus Christ, Armageddon and the coming war with Russia. What does all this have to do and to say with and to you and me? It says this, prepare to meet thy God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, none of this should bring fear to your heart, because we're going up in the rapture before any of it occurs. Hey, it's great being a Christian. We have a wonderful future ahead.
No injury gets better until the score's been even.
I certainly feel that way.
So did our ancestors. You remember the Bible? An eye for an eye? You see this amulet? I picked it up in an antique shop. It was sold to the dealer by a woman whose ancestors had emigrated from the Carpathian Mountains. She claimed that...